And finally today, for insightful context on the controversy surrounding the Dubai ports deal, few thoughtful people ever turn to Brian Unger. Nonetheless, it is the topic of today's Unger Report.
First, a nod to England, one-time proud colonial superpower and ruler of the high seas. Even after we waged and won a bloody war against the nation and dumped its tea into the Boston Harbor, we still forgave the British by allowing Peninsular and Oriental Steam Navigation Company to run some of America's biggest ports since 1999. We're sorry it took over 200 years to hand over the goods, but heck of a job, P&O. To the British, I'd say we're even over that whole American Revolution. But does this mean that in another 200 years, Afghanistan could be running, say, Disney? Well, while we await the purchase of P&O by the United Arab Emirates-owned Dubai Ports World and their eventual management of American ports, let's not get bogged down in xenophobic vitriol and prognostications of vengeful Arab pirates prowling our docks looking to stick someone with a hook. Let's instead sell off some other American industries for foreign government-controlled companies to manage. For starters, can we just give American Idol to the French for Pete's sake? They do no cheese. Or at the very least, we should turn over Idol to the Japanese. Imagine how much better the show could be in the hands of the very country that invented karaoke. Next, let's turn over the Border Patrol to the Koreans. If we really want to stop Mexican border crossings and the illegal flow of aliens into our country, let's hire some folks who can sit a grim, lifeless stretch of DMZ like nobody's business. How's that for an immigration solution, Lou Dobbs? Moving on, it's high time we handed over Major League Baseball to the Dominican Republic. What better way to end the exploitation of impoverished Dominican youth by turning over the game to the more than 1,500 Dominican Republic-born already signed to Major League Baseball organizations? At the very least, female attendance will double. While we're talking entertainment, let's sell Hollywood to India. Bollywood, Hollywood, it's changing one letter on a sign, on a hill, in a town where people can't spell anyway. But in India, whose movie-making output is unrivaled in the world in terms of number made and tickets sold, small, inexpensive films abound that few in the outside world see, just like this year's Oscar-nominated movies. But when it comes to ports, or other vital parts of America's infrastructure, let's forget about security for a moment. Aren't there any American-owned companies that have the skill set to do the job? I understand we probably owe the United Arab Emirates a favor for being an important ally in the war on terrorism. But can't we just send them flowers? Because American companies who provide American jobs are an important ally in the war on poverty. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.